don't even need my meal form.
How about one made out of wire that has sharp
picket fence? Picket fence.
Which one's that?
The one that you're talking about now with the out of metal.
Yeah. The metal. The
looks like wiring all the way around.
It's high.
High, yeah.
Now, how about a fence that you just one single? They're just pieces of wire that have sharp things. They stick out. Have you ever seen these? They go around.
Yeah, and they usually put them up for people that so they wouldn't climb over and all. I don't know what they call them.
They call them especially for animals too. Keep animals away. Do the animals touch? They poke. They start. For instance, do you call it a barbed wire fence or a barbed wire fence?
That's what it's called.
Which one do you use? Are you?
I haven't used it, but...
Okay. Well, that's all right. You see, all I really want to get, if I can't get your pronunciation of it, it doesn't serve any purpose. How about the things that when you're putting up a wooden fence, you have to drive these things into the ground. What do you call them? The main things. You have one every so fence, what?
They're like, I know my father put them here. I don't know what they call them. Posts or?
Yeah.
For them.
And how about, have you ever seen one made of a fence or a wall made of loose stones or rocks? Have you ever seen one of these?
No.
You wouldn't have a name for that then. How about good dishes? You know, this, I don't know that they're really made of this, but they frequently call their good dishes their what? Good dishes.
Recipes?
No, I'm talking about the plates and saucers.
China?
Yeah. She is. I'm on page, just finished page 13. She really is. Well, there are 51 pages now. How about a wooden vessel with a... let's come back to this one. How about one made of, I think made of tin or plastic, and it's about this high or this big around with a handle over the top, filled up with water.
Kettle?
Yeah, but this is something, that's for cooking, you think, that's for cooking. But this is for, this would be for doing housework. Men use them perfectly to wash cars and kick them out.
Vacuum?
No, this is you fill it with water. Like a kettle, except a lot of them are made.
Oh, a thermistor?
Yeah, except this is something that you use for washing. You know, for washing the, for instance, you're washing the car. You might have a
pail, hole. Bucket.
Okay, which would you use? Either one.
Either one, pail or bucket.
If we're made out of wood, would that make any difference to you? You still call it either one?
I'd call it a bucket then, if it's wood.
But if it's tin or plastic, it'd be either one.
Pail.
Be a pail. All right, how about, one of these for garbage? Call it a what? What might you call that?
I call that a pail too.
Okay, or a special kind of pail with that? Call any special kind of
garbage pail.
Okay. How about a large galvanized refuse? I don't know, these big cans you see, they're about only a can about this high. And they're frequently used for garbage.
Call them rubbish.